fellow Hyde Parkers. This is Jake from the Hub History Podcast. If you're listening to this, you probably read my story in the Hyde Park Bulletin about the Hermit of Hyde Park. That column was adapted from a podcast episode we released in March of 2017 about both James Gately and an eccentric hermit who lived on an abandoned schooner in Boston Harbor. For your listening pleasure, here's an excerpt from that episode containing the story of James Gately, the Hermit of Hyde Park.
We'll start out with Mr. James Gately. Little is known about his early life, but Gately immigrated to the U.S. from Britain in 1847. He was born either in 1810 or 1805, and some accounts say that he was a wealthy, Eton-educated man who had been unlucky in love. After he arrived on our shores, he rented a small apartment in Roxbury. To support himself, he worked as a taxidermist and built elaborate bird cages. But this wasn't enough to make ends meet. Down on his luck, he spent untold hours working on one last amazing bird cage, a large one with ornate flourishes. But when it was complete, he was unable to sell it in Roxbury or Boston. He decided to try his luck in the neighboring town of Charlestown, so he packed up the birdcage, his dog, and $40 in gold coins and started walking. He was pickpocketed of his life savings somewhere in Cambridge, and upon arriving in Charlestown, was able to sell the cage for only a tiny fraction of what he thought it was worth. That was the last straw, and Gately decided that he'd had enough of people. He and his dog started walking south, and didn't stop until they felt that they'd left the city behind. In the independent town of Hyde Park, he found a patch of forest with a nice spring at a spot called Pine Garden Rock. He built a hut under a ledge of rock and supported himself by hunting the game that was common in rural Hyde Park in those days. Today, it's the corner of River Street and Huntington Avenue in our Hyde Park neighborhood, near the Mattapan Line. In the show notes this week, we'll include a link to an 1879 map of Hyde Park. If you can locate the corner of Huntington and River, you'll see the remains of the woods that attracted Gately.
Unfortunately, civilization eventually came to Pine Garden Rock. In that same 1879 map, you'll see that a paper mill has sprung up almost across the street from where Gately made his hut. I can't find an exact date for it, but at some point, as Gately got neighbors at Pine Garden Rock, he packed up and headed deeper into the wilds of Hyde Park. He was lucky enough to find his way to a tract of land called Grew's Woods. Henry Sturgis Grew was prominent in Boston society as a mill owner, banker, and philanthropist. He had inherited a summer estate in what had once been the far western fringe of Dorchester and was now part of Hyde Park, where he had a home and untold acres of forest. James Gately found his way to this forest, and he set up a 10-by-12-foot rustic cabin at a spot roughly on today's Hyde Park-Roslindale line. He would hunt and trap through the winter, both for food and as a source of the taxidermied curiosities he would offer for sale in the spring. Sources say that he would sell stuffed birds, rabbits, snakes, fish, and even frogs. He eventually built a small addition onto his cabin strictly to serve as a taxidermy studio, and there's an engraving of him at work that shows a small room packed to the ceiling with guns, tools, and stuffed birds of all sizes and species. He continued to build bird cages as well, though the record doesn't reveal whether he had better luck selling them from his hut in Hyde Park than he had had as a younger man in Roxbury, Boston, or Charlestown. Though Gately was squatting on his land, Henry Grew seems to have viewed him with a sense of bemused tolerance. Certainly Gately made no effort to hide his presence, and Grew made no effort to evict him. Gately, for a man who was seeking seclusion, seemed to have a fairly regular stream of visitors. An 1874 Boston Advertiser article described how he would hold court. He has a fine collection of birds and animals, and his fame in the vicinity has been such that he reaps a harvest from their exhibition to the many which seek his door. This strange man evidently has some property in England, for he has several times received remittances of money through the British consul, with presents of valuable dogs from the same source. Many ornithologists have visited Mr. Gately, and it's affirmed that in various works upon the subject, his views have been frequently entertained. There is a mysterious something which clouds the life of the hermit. He has excited much attention at different times, and many have evinced a strong desire to know the story of his life and the cause which has shut him up from the world for the past 27 years. Personally, I love the idea of a proper Englishman from the British consulate slogging through the woods to Gately's smelly cabin with a stack of cash or a rare wolfhound.
Gately passed away in solitude in his cabin in Grew's Woods on February 2, 1875. A few months later, the Boston Post carried this brief notice. The effects of the late James Gately, the Hermit of Hyde Park, are to be sold at auction next Saturday. They consist of cabinets of birds and other curiosities. The Globe later reported that this auction yielded $1,700, and $400 was found sewn into the linings of his simple clothes. Treasure hunters became convinced that there was a buried treasure somewhere around Gately's cabin and dug up much of the surrounding woods, but nothing was ever found. Gately is buried in Dedham under a large stone marked simply Hermit. There's still solitude to be found in Grew's Woods, the legacy of which continues today in the DCR's Stony Brook Reservation, a 475-acre park that is the largest within the city limits of Boston. The woods there are home to a healthy population of deer and a growing coyote pack, as well as a pond full of fish and turtles. It and the neighboring George Wright Golf Course are an oasis in the city, but represent only a fraction of the forest that used to sustain the Hermit Gately.
Thank you very much for listening to this special Hyde Park 150 edition of Hub History. While you're at hubhistory.com, make sure to click the subscribe link so that you never miss an episode of our show. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at podcast@hubhistory.com. We're Hub History on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or you can go to hubhistory.com and click on the Contact Us link. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode, and I hope you come back to hear more of our podcasts about Boston history.